from North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, August 27th. CAL FIRE says dozens more buildings were found to have been destroyed in the Park Fire. NSPR's Addia White explains why the numbers just rose in the agency's latest damage assessment report.
Over the weekend, CAL FIRE added 72 more buildings to its damage assessment report. That brings the total number of buildings destroyed in the Park Fire to 709. A spokesperson for the agency told NSPR most of the buildings just added were hunting cabins near Tehama County's Ishi Wilderness. He said crews have only just been able to access the remote areas the cabins were in, and he didn't specify when the buildings burned. CAL FIRE reports that there has been no more growth on the fire due to increased humidity and recent rainfall. Officials anticipate this will be their final damage inspection report. In Chico, I'm Addia White.
An Orville man has been charged for causing the Thompson Fire that prompted thousands to evacuate in early July. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The Butte County Sheriff's Office says 26-year-old Spencer Grant Anderson is charged with multiple counts of arson. The Sheriff's Office says Anderson admitted to buying fireworks on the morning of the Thompson Fire and say he threw one out of his car window along Cherokee Road, where the fire started, to test it. The Sheriff's Office identified a Toyota sedan driven by an unknown male in the exact time and place where the fire started. Investigators identified Anderson as the driver and apprehended him last week. Anderson is also alleged to have a previous conviction for a serious felony strike related to domestic violence, which would double the punishment of any arson conviction. He faces more than 21 years in state prison if convicted. He is being held in the Butte County Jail without bail. The Thompson Fire prompted evacuations for about 16,000 people and destroyed 26 structures. In Chico, I'm Ken Duvall.
Butte County supervisors will consider several agenda items this morning related to park fire recovery efforts. County staff will update supervisors on the removal of household hazardous waste. They'll also give an update on efforts related to watershed protection, flood mitigation, and tree removal along county roads. Two items on the agenda will require a board vote. One would authorize an emergency agreement for removal of hazardous trees. The other would authorize repair and replacement of roadside guardrails in the Cohasset and Forest Ranch areas. Today's meeting starts at 9 in the morning. In other news, experts say California will likely see above-normal wildfire potential for the rest of peak fire season, which typically lasts through October. CAP Radio's Manila Sakaita has more.
CAL FIRE reports nearly 400,000 incidents, which includes big and small fires, this year. That amounts to about 830,000 acres burned. Adam Kachansky is the Wildfire Interdisciplinary Research Center's fire modeling lead. He's expecting the number of incidents reported this year to eventually surpass the number in 2022 and 2023.
Remember that we will have another 2 or 3 really active fire months ahead of us. So this 400,000 is actually quite alarming. And I'm pretty sure that we are going to easily hit, you know, this 600,000 mark by the end of the fire season.
Kachansky says he looks to fuel sources when predicting the potential for fires. This year, there's a lot of fuel, thanks to winter precipitation that boosted vegetation growth and summertime heat waves that dried it out.
And the more vegetation you have, the more fuels we have, the higher the fuel load is, the more intense those fires are going to be.
He adds that La Niña weather conditions will begin to emerge in coming months. This weather pattern is typically associated with warmer, drier conditions, which could also boost fire potential. Manola Sakaira, CAP Radio News.
Nearly $790 million in state funds will go to affordable housing projects. California Governor Gavin Newsom said Friday the funds will go to 20 projects across the state. In the North State, Red Bluff is slated to receive some of those funds. Newsom said the funds will be used for affordable housing projects and infrastructure improvements like bikeways, zero-emission public transit, and pedestrian walkways. Nearly 2,500 new rent-restricted houses are slated to be built with the new funding. The funding is the latest installment of the state's Affordable Housing and Sustainable Communities Program. And finally, the California legislature passed a bill yesterday that could help older adults get more access to addiction treatment. CAP Radio's Megan Myskowski reports.
California is like much of the country where it has a shortage of behavioral health care facilities and workers. It's also contending with a surge of fentanyl use and a growing population of older adults in need of addiction care. A recent study from the National Institutes of Health showed that opioid use disorder more than tripled among older adults from 2013 to 2018 nationwide. Fremont State Senator Ayesha Wahab introduced a bill back in May to address that.
Our fastest growing substance abuse victims tend to be older Californians. And as much as possible, we need to provide the resources that they need to get the treatment that they need.
One solution to that is to expand where they can go for help. Skilled nursing facilities provide intensive care to patients with high needs, like someone just out of the hospital for surgery or a person dealing with a chronic illness. Some of those facilities offer addiction treatment already, but the process for them to get licensed to do it is complicated. The bill is meant to streamline that process in order to encourage more facilities to offer this treatment. It passed both the Assembly and Senate and is now headed to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. Megan Myskowski, Cap Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, August 27th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.